and remember so many things, and then I become so worried and began to weep. What should do? And think, and he began to weep bitterly. No father, no. He's thinking Krishna, his son, and weeping so. I have never seen a father like this. I want to be, have a love and affection like this, but I cannot. His love and affection is like Everest, so hard. And I am like an insect in the bottom of Everest. No? I cannot even look. So, what should I do? If I am telling that you should weep and woo, if anyone is weeping, only one, even a drop of tear comes, his life is successful, if he is weeping for Krishna. No? If really one drop of tear will come, our life is successful, but never comes, because our hearts are made of thunderbolt. And this person, thinking Supreme Personality of Godhead, gods of gods of gods, Sarvashreshwar, and thinking that he is my son and he is living so much. But Krishna has sent me for what purpose? To console. How should I console? Should I tell him that you should not weep? Can I tell? If anyone is weeping for Krishna, should I tell that, oh, you should not weep for Krishna? Then whole scriptures will chalk my mouth. Don't tell. So should I tell that, oh, Nand Baba, you should weep bitterly? Oh, that I cannot tell. Then there will be no consolation. So what should I do? I am in dilemma. Whether I should console him, telling that you should not weep, or I should tell that you should more weep. A learned person, a disciple of Brihaspati, and friend of Krishna, bosom friend of Krishna, and he was also prime minister of Krishna. He was everything of Krishna. But he could not decide what to tell. But in the last he told, oh, you are so lucky, you are so fortunate, you and Yashoda, so fortunate. Because you are thinking the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The gods who can create in a moment lakhs and lakhs worlds, and destroy lakhs and lakhs worlds. And he is even a master of all these gods of Narayan, Karnabdi Sai Vishnu, Mahashankarsan, Narayan, even more than Baldev Prabhu. And he is thinking that person, having so opulent Krishna, and he is thinking him. And so, you are so fortunate. Nand Baba heard this. Oh, we are so fortunate. And he became weep more bitter. Oh, I thought that you have become so intelligent with Krishna because you are friend of Krishna. But really, you are so ignorant. So ignorant. Really. You are not telling them. You are telling us that you are so fortunate. Why? Because we are father of Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Uddhav, you should know that we are how much unfortunate that even that God of God himself, Supreme Personality of Godhead, came in the shape of our son. But we cannot keep that son with us. Oh, there was a only father in this world. And he was Maharaj Dasarath. When Ram went to forest, he told only two times, Ram, Ha Ram, and Ha Ra. His life went away. But my life is not going. I'm so worried. My heart is made up. And you are telling fortunate that a son like Krishna, I left him. He could not live with me. He went to Mathura because he thought that this father is not qualified. He has no love and affection so much as Vasudevan Devaki there. So he left. So most unfortunate in this world we are. And telling he began to weep so loudly, oh, he cannot control. He could not control. And in this way it became past whole night. In the morning, Uddhava went to take bath in Krishna Kund nearby. And when he took bath and he saw a beautiful garden, very dense forest of Kadamba trees. And he saw that, oh, very, very beautiful teeny azure gulls are there. Because Krishna has told that you should go to and pacify my beloved gopis. And he saw that gopis are there. He went there and did pranam to gopis. Oh, who is this person? They are telling each other. Oh, he must be Krishna, because he is seen like black and same cloth, and also our nose cannot be tell false, because a smell from Krishna is coming on. It seems that this cloth are of Krishna. He is Shyam, but not Shyam, not same Shyam. He is black, but not that black. So he should be any messenger. But he has come in this way to show the appearance of Krishna, that his servant is so high class, have decorated with golden ornaments and all these things, coming on chariot. So why he should come to us? If he has come, he should go to mother and father, because anyone cannot give up their father and mother, because that blood and flesh and everything has made up from mother and father. So he should go and console their father and mother. We should not. Why he should come to us? Because we have no relation with Krishna. There are two kinds of what? Love. Oh, you are messenger of Krishna. And because Krishna has prashed himself, he has decorated me. And we have come here. Uddhava, can you tell that what is real love and affection and what is unreal? If there is real, unreal love and like prostitutes, they take whole world like twisting. They will take everything and then they will force by fist. And by this Ardha Chandra go. This is what? Like unreal. Like birds in trees. If the trees is green, having some fruits and very soft leaves and manjari and flowers, they will be there. But if it is dry, there is no leaf, they will give up. Like a student, they will go to read to their teacher. And when they will be perfect, they will give up that guru there and they will come. And they will never go to meet him. Like deer, oh, they are always in forest, green forest. But if there is foreign forest, they will give up this forest. Like persons who are like bees, they will go to flowers and take some honey. And if taking some honey, they will never return to that flower. So, Uddhava, can you tell? If our love and affection was so pure, how it was cut down? We know that love of our affection was like this. And the love and affection of Krishna was so pure. But how it was stopped? Can you tell? Uddhava began to do. He could not understand this high philosophy of love. Very high class. He could not understand. If Uddhava could not understand, what to... So much ignorance, so much lust and anger, and so much all kinds of offenses. How we can realize? He could not do, and he could not answer. In the meantime, she saw that very beautiful, teeny ages, most beautiful among them. And she was lying down on lotus flowers bed, very small. And she was dying, she was dead or undead. Some gopis were testing with cotton. Oh, she is dead. Very little movement of cotton. And she began to speak in anger. Madhupakitav ma spishami. Uddha is hearing and he is very far away, holding his hands. And Srimati Radhika seeing a bee, humble bumblebee. And she is just typing, "Don't come. Don't touch my finger, my feet. You are a drunkard. You are drunkard and you are apavitra. Impure, very impure." Then we began to do humming. "O Swamini, O my master, why I am impure? Why you are telling? Oh, you have come from Madhupur. What is Madhupur? Where there is a adda, where is a big shop of, wholesale shop of wine. Madhu means wine. And from you have come. Oh, the master of that wholesale dealer shop is Madhupati. And who is black? That not taking name, only black. And he cheater. And he's always taking wine and he's impure. His heart and outside everything is black and also impure. We know. So he has sent to you. Why you came in this? This is not the way to come and to console us. O Swami, what fault I have done? Oh, you don't know? Why should I tell? Why you took, from where you took this kumkum on your whiskers? Oh, you should write me and then I will. From where you collected this? Bogus person, impure, and began to chase it. Don't come. Swamini, I have not taken any kumkum or anything, but it is natural form. Oh, don't lie. I know. You have collected from the garland of that cheater. How? From where kumkum came on his garland? Oh, he must have met any beloved Jadupuri, any very beautiful lady of Jadupuri. And that kumkum came in the, when he embraced her, and this kumkum came on the garland. And you sat by your nature there, and this you have taken. Oh, go ahead. If you are so foolish, then your master may be more foolish than you. I know you, so your master will be so foolish, and all Jadu will know in the council of when Krishna will come with something like this, taking kumkum or anything, and then all will know, and they will all chastise. I know. So he is foolish of foolish. I know. So go away at once. Go at once. What is this? This is Dibyonmar. This is Chitrajal. When? When Krishna went to Mathura. And who is doing? Oh, Biyogini Radhika. This is the manifestance of Srimati Radhika. But Vrishabhanandani is always meeting. At that time also she is meeting in Vrindavan and also in Radhapuri. And so happy. So this is Biyogini. After what became? Megirupa. There are 12 or 10 slopes. How many? 10?
Ten.
And these are like jalpa, sujalpa, prajalpa, ajalpa, abhijalpa, so many, 10 kinds of. So in one, she is telling Srimati Radha, oh go, you are here, why you are? Oh, you have learned all these things from that teacher, black teacher. Mrigayirub kapindram divyadhe lubda dharma. I am telling of the yogini, all these things. And Uddhava is hearing. Sometimes he is something understanding and something is very high from his understanding. So, Srimati Radhika is saying, oh, Mrigayirub kapindram. I don't believe. You want to make sandhi. Sandhi means?
Compromise.
Oh, we cannot compromise with that blind person. And you have come learning everything, studying everything from him. But we are not going to compromise with him. We know all blacks are like him. All blacks. Not only he. All blacks. These bees, bamboo bees, they go to all flowers. Oh, you are my best beloved. And taking him and they fly to one another. New. And they become so drunker and mad that even the flower is not so good, the smell is not good. Even he will say that. So this black also like that, giving up all so beautiful we are. And he went to Kubja. We know. So, Mrigayirub kapindram divyadhe lupta dharma. All blacks. In all past times also, there was a black person. He came in as a son of Dasara. And he went to fulfill the order of his father. He left his kingdom, everything, but he could not leave his wife. He took the base of a sannyasi, like sannyasi. But even with that shape, he took his bow and arrow. He left his sandals, umbrella, everything, wealth, he left in Ayodhya. But he took his bows and arrows, also his wife, because he was so attached with his wife. He could not leave. Then he went there in. Then she was so beautiful, that black was so beautiful and cheater, that even demon daughters can come and be attached. So the sister of Raman, big demon, he was so much charmed with the beauty of that person, though he was in renowned order. And she came and told that, I want to marry you. Then this cheetah told that, I have this wife, so you can go to my brother, he has no wife. She went again to Lakshman. Lakshman told us, do you want to be queen or you want to be maid servant? Oh, I want to be queen. Then I am servant of Ram. So if you are marrying to me, you will be maid servant. And you will have to serve this Sita. So you should go. If he will tell that, oh, I have this one wife, so your father has 360 wives. So he can marry you, no harm. Again she went to Ram. And Ram again returned her to Lakshmi. Then he became so angry. And he wanted to take Sita. To swallow. That this is the root of all evil. But Ramchandra told Lakshman, be careful. And he took his cut down. What was her fault? Any fault? Ladies, very soft hearted. This was the fault of Ram, that he was so beautiful. And why he was so lovely and beautiful. So it was fault of not Suparnakha, it was fault of that black person. I also know that anyone does not take the place of monkeys because they are like vanara. Vanara means lightning. So anyone, Indians, don't take the place of monkeys. They may take place of fish, tigers and others, but never take. But that black murdered. He did not take the flesh, but he murdered a monkey. And whose name was? Why? Because he was so much attached. Because he was so lusty, that black. And not prone. From behind of a tree. And like a coward person, and he killed. Why he killed? Because he promised that, oh, I will help you, that monkey, Sugriv. I will bring your wife, and you should bring my wife. So they were both were attached and lusty person. So I know this. And I also know a more black person. And he was who? Brahman. He took this 12-finger shape dwarf and went to keep Bali Maharaj. Why he went? And if he went, he told that I want 3 steps earth. He began to laugh and told, oh, you are not so intelligent. I want to give as you like, so much earth, any kingdom, any good wife, any good wealth, so many cows, lakhs of cows I can give you. Because I am emperor of whole world, whole universe. 14 lokas, 14 lokas. So you should want something more. He told, I am brahmachari, brahmin boy. I want only my needful thing. Not. I am so much, santushta. I am satisfied. What I have, I don't want more. I want 3 steps. Then, so I am giving you. You can take. Then he became so much big, long, tall. His head began to touch a sky and feet was on earth. And so in 1 foot, he took whole world. Whole earth. And by 2 feet he took whole universe. And he told that, oh, where do I keep my 3rd leg? And if you are not giving, then I will punish you. Then he told that, you can take me, my head. What means? I'm solitary. Everything. But he banded him by his north paws. By snake and he fell down and he was weeping, that person, Bali Maharaj. So how cheater, like a crow like black, like also crow. And if any lady in Vrindavan, you will go like monkeys. If you are taking fruits or anything very delicious, rabadi or peda, they will take that sweet also and they will con and they will attack by their beaks. Beak by beak. Their beaks very dangerous. So he is like that black. So we cannot have any compromise. This is cool. Then B was humming. He told that, oh, you are eat so and hating with that and you don't want to compromise. But why you are always speaking Krishna, Krishna, black, black? You should tell any other. There are so many subjects to talk.
Oh, this is it.
We cannot
give up this world.
We can give up our father, mother, husbands, everything, but not.
Oh, he's here or where? Come on, come on.
And if he's in Mathura, he's coming to see us. How he can forget his friends and mother and father? Oh, any time he remembers us. Even that, oh, Mathura ladies are so beautiful, more than Brijavasi. No, more than good. And oh, gopis cannot make so much beautiful garland like you. So anyhow he is remembering and telling that began to weep long. Udhato lo, I have never seen. I saw Nanda Baba and Yashoda, but more love and affection in them. And he did pranam. And he told that, I want to be, oh gopis, what? Mahan me anugraha kita virahena by this separation that I saw in you. You sprinkle your more mercy to me. I have never seen, I have never heard like praying like you. So I am saying that Krishna has made mercy to come here only to send us to you, because Krishna knew that gopis are my guru, my teachers. I should send this Uddhav to the school of gopis, and Uddhav should learn there. And if he will return, then I can speak anything to him. So he has sent. So I have come and I have learned something. Now I see that Krishna is fully here in Vrindavan. Not in Mathura. It is not. No? Oh gopi, you are so fortunate. So fortunate. Asamaho charanarena jishamaham syam. Vrindavane gumak golpa latau sadhina. Just dustajan swajan arja patan chahitva bheje mukanda padavim suti. Oh, I want to be a dust to if any creeper, any grass of Vrindavan, where gopis walk. They walk for meeting to Krishna in night or day, that at the time of Abhisar. And they want to go to Krishna. So, that feet dust I want to take, so I want to be a grass. Oh God, oh Krishna, you should be like this, so that I can serve the feet dust of gopi. Bande Nanda Brajeshrinam Padhanum. I want to be have one dust. I cannot have. So I am praying to that dust from very far away. Where the dust is, in which direction I am doing pranam. For one dust, and which dust it will be? The lotus feet of Srimati Radhika, one dust. If anyone has this, he can be guru of whole world, and he can purify whole world. So, how we can lament and pitter. And he wanted to serve gopis. This is Diyogini. And what of Sanjogini? I will speak tomorrow because time is over. Gaur Pramada. At play today? Oh, very soon. You should do Kirtan. I have served both. What? Not only my Gurudev, but I've served perhaps all the prominent disciples of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. So I think myself so fortunate. I have served my holy master. I have served Param Pujyapad Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj, Param Pujyapad Srauti Maharaj, Param Pujyapad Giri Maharaj, Param Pujyapad
Nemi Maharaj.
Also,
Vaikhanas Maharaj, Pujyapad Jajavar Maharaj. Also, so much I have served to Puri Maharaj, now Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj. And also I am so much fortunate to serve my Sikhya Guru, Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. From beginning, I am fortunate to serve him. From 46, when I joined or Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti, same thing like ISKCON, only some difference of words and letters, but same thing. All are Krishna consciousness, coming from Krishna himself, through the line of Brahma, Vyasdev, Sukhdev Goswami, and thus from Swarup Damodar Raya Ramananda up to this, my Gurudev and Swamiji. And it will go on, it will not stop. We should have a strong belief in this. This current, this line will not stop. Until this whole world will be ruined and again come, and again come. But this line is transcendental. It not stop any time. Because Brahma has told like this. Vyasdeva has told like this. Narad Goswami has told like this. Srila Bhakti Gunal always telling like this. So you should not think that this line will be stopped after Swamiji. Never. This line is transcendental. And you should be always thinking that, oh, your Vaishnava will come. This world will not be empty from your devotees. Time to time Krishna will arrange, and if there is no Vaishnava, he will come in the shape of Vaishnava like he came in shape of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Sakinandan Gaurdhar. He is himself Krishna. So when there is no Brahma, no Shankar to manage this world, then he becomes Brahma, Krishna himself. And then he becomes also Sadashi. So why he will not be like this? And I think, oh, in world, all time, Vaishnava will be there. You should not worry that, oh, this was the lost, Prabhupada was lost, I am lost, and after that he will be lost. Never. So don't we believe in Ritvik or bogus things. Ritvik system is very bogus. Any epics in our Shastra, anywhere not written for this transcendental things, Ritvik. Ritvik is temporary, very temporary, only for sacrifices. And you will give some dakshina and they will go. And only for worldly desires. But our line is transcendental. So no place of Ritvik here. So this Ritvik idea now, which is coming, it is pure bogus. You shouldn't believe in these bogus ideas. Because, oh, anyhow, the very good devotees will come in this world. Even there must be madhyam class of Vaishnava. Must be. Whether they are in any shape, but they must be. So I have written something about this. Perhaps we have that book here, and you try to have that book and you will see so many things about Guru Parampara, about Bhagavat Parampara, about Rishti. I have written very authentic things, and you will read this. One thing I should tell you, that Krishna, this world has come from Krishna. Not directly from Krishna, but from here, there, Krishna manifests. Krishna is always in Vrindavan, always playing, and he is sinking in love and affection of gopis there. But at the same time, he is Sarvajna, omniscience, all knowing. And there are lakhs and lakhs manifestations you cannot imagine. And how he maintains that this world comes. So, Krishna can create this world. He can very easily destroy in a second. Not only one world, there are lakhs and lakhs innumerable worlds. So he can create all worlds in a moment and he can destroy. And again he can make another so many worlds. He is so powerful. Any human being cannot do anything. Never can do anything. So you are fearing some of you devotees. That's where to go, a war will come and we will be destroyed. So bombs will come here and there. So we should try to go in a set place where we can be safe. So you should not fear for this. And if Krishna is going to destroy, anyone cannot help he anywhere. In Calcutta, I remember one story that Japan was bombing in Calcutta. I don't remember, perhaps on 47 or 48. And there were so many Uriyas devotees, very intelligent. They thought that, oh, bomb are coming here and there. So where we should take shelter? So many Uriyas, devotees, assembled and they wanted to take anywhere shelter. They saw that there was a very big heap of straw, dry straw. Oh, very big. And they thought that if we can enter in this anywhere, then fire cannot, bomb cannot touch us. And they were hidden in this. And a bomb, not bomb, a spark of bomb came, and any second all people fell, and they were all dead. So we are like intelligent more than them. So don't be worried for this. Take shelter of Krishna. Death cannot touch you, because our this soul is immortal, everlasting. Water cannot touch, bomb cannot touch, fire cannot touch, any ether cannot touch, anything cannot touch this Atma. So, you are reading Gita and why you are worried for this? You should read Gita. This is the primary book, not PhD, what? No. Delete, usko kya kahte hain? Postgraduate book. Or Srimad Bhagavat is postgraduate book. So you should read these things in beginning it has been told. Atma is, soul is immortal. Any bomb, anything, bow and arrow, they cannot touch. Arjun, you are like a foolish and you are thinking that I am so intelligent. So I don't want to cut all these persons. As if you are God and you are going to generate or you are going to cut. You cannot touch. I've made all these things, what will be? And you can see in my mouth. And he saw. What he saw? Whole universe. That all are going to die. In his one teeth, all are situated. And he becomes so. And he told, oh Krishna, please show me your first shape. am very fearful. What I told you? That, O friend Krishna, O Krishna, O my charioteer, O, I am very worried for these words. Please forgive us. I will never tell like this. You are the creator of creators. You are You are God of God. You are Supreme Personality of Godhead. So I am praying here. So Krishna has arranged everything. So you should not worry. You should sit here very patiently. Don't go here and there to take shelter that bomb will come or any disaster will come. Never be. Where you are, you should be there. Sthane sthita tanvang manobhi prayasu ajita jito pitrahyata lukyam. Where you are, you should be there. If you are a householder life, you should be there. If you are brahmachari, you should be there. If you are a non-sorder sannyasi, you should be there. If you are Vrindavan, there you should be. If you are Mumalamba here, you should be here, no harm. But by mind, you should all be in Vrindavan. It can be done. That I am Vrindavan, in Vrindavan. Of very pleasant Vrindavan, transcendental Vrindavan. Yamuna is flowing so sweetly. Like Kalkal sound. And bees are hemming on the lotus flowers in Yamuna. In Manasi Ganga, in Radha Kunda, Shyam Kunda. And so many deers are there. And so many flowers, Beli, Chameli, Jui are there. And transcendental Radha Krishna and there. And thinking this, you should chant Hari. You are in Vrindavan. Vrindavan? In Vrindavan, there cannot come any bum. Anything. Putana also cannot come. Agasur, Bakasur come, cannot come. How they came? Oh, because Yogamaya called them. To make some pastimes of Krishna. Otherwise they cannot come. And in that transcendental Vrindavan, Golok Vrindavan, there is no Putana, no Agasur, no Kans, only some idea is there. Ego is there, only in this Braj. So you should not be worried for that. That you should go in a desert and there you should make a home in underground. Yes. Otherwise you will go there and first anyhow fire will come and first you will go. And you will die. So don't be. So making your heart like this, peaceful where you are. And you shall chant. And then Krishna will come, call you, oh, like a dog. Oh, Krishna will tell, oh, come on, come on. And you should be ready for going there. So don't be worried for this. First thing. Vaishnava has. Have no problem at all. Only problem, how to have take darshan of Krishna, how to serve Krishna. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Puri and what he was telling? Sing Jagannath, where should I go? Where I will have Krishna? Without Krishna, this heart is breaking. What should I do? Weeping, rolling down on the earth. Only this problem. So we should try to understand all these things. And we will try to get some idea on these things in our classes. In 7 days, we cannot tell so many things, but a line we can draw sometimes. How you should chant and remember. Only that you will be happy. And try to take it all these things in your heart. And try to follow all these things. And I think that you will all be happy, surely. With a very strong belief. With very strong honor. Don't have doubt. Never have doubt. First I want to tell that Gauranga Balito Have Pulaka Sajit. Narottam Thakur, you know? Narottam Thakur. A very high class of Vaishnava. Actually he is Manjari, Bilas Manjari of Golok Vrindavan. He descended to preach the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur was in his line. He took initiation from Loknath Goswami. How renowned he was. Loknath Goswami had served Mahaprabhu. He was like a boyfriend of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he came first, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered him, with Bhugarbha Goswami you should go to Vrindavan and make place for me that I will come. So he determined that I will not make any disciple. And he was chanting, remember, always weeping, rolling down and going throughout whole Vrindavan. We went this last parikrama to his places in Khadirban and Khadirban and another Kishori Kunda, from where he deity received, got Kishori Ban. Khelan Tirtha, Khela Tirtha, that is Shergar, and so many places. Where is in Vrindavan there is a samadhi of Srila Loknath Das Goswami. He refused first to make disciple this prince. Prince was like a prince. Okay.